ST Opinion, Taking the Initiative by Caroline Pover. I really enjoy it when I meet some of the readers of this column, and I often meet them in the most unusual places. Recently, I took my future mother-in-law, who was visiting Japan, to have her nails done at a new salon that has opened up near my office in Roppongi. It turned out that the nail artist was an avid reader of this column. Meeting readers either by accident or when they come to one of our events, gives me a great chance to find out what kind of things you like to read about, and it always seems that the most popular topic is love and relationships. Dating is always a popular topic on our Being Abroad discussion board, with the main theme being how to meet guys if you are a single foreign woman in Japan. A lot of foreign women feel it is very difficult to meet a partner in Japan. But when I looked around my office, I found lots of positive stories. There are 20 foreign women in our office. 4 of them came to Japan with their partners, 7 of them are single, and 9 of them met their partners in Japan, just like I did. So you can see that it is quite possible for foreign women to meet someone in Japan. Looking at how some of the women in our office met their Japanese partners, quite a few of them have Japanese boyfriends or husbands, it is quite interesting to see what unusual places there are to meet partners. One of the girls met her Japanese boyfriend 2 years ago in a bookstore. She was browsing the philosophy section and smiling to herself while reading something that made her think of something funny. A Japanese man noticed her and walked up to her and asked if she was reading a funny book, because it was unusual to see someone smiling while reading a book in the philosophy section. They started talking, and she helped him find a book he was looking for, and he invited her for coffee. They started living together 1 year later. Another of the girls working in my office met her Japanese boyfriend in a nightclub. He was the DJ in the club and wanted to talk to her all night, but was too shy to say anything to her because he didn't speak English and assumed that she didn't speak Japanese. Towards the end of the night, he overheard her speaking Japanese, so had the courage to speak to her. He offered to make her a CD of his own music, so she gave him her email address and phone number. He phoned the next day and invited her for coffee so he could give her the CD. She wasn't sure, but he was persistent, and eventually she agreed to meet him. They got on so well and haven't spent a day apart since. In both stories, the Japanese men took the initiative to go up and speak to the women they liked. If you see someone you like, don't be shy. Go up and speak to them. You have nothing to lose and possibly a lot to gain.